Three studies done over several decades in soldiers who've died seem to say we've got atherosclerosis, that dangerous deposition of fatty material inside blood vessels that's associated with heart attacks and strokes, under control. Michael Clagg, Dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, discusses the results.
First, let's say, is this a real reduction? I think it is, but as the authors point out, back in the 50s, it was really a representative population of healthy young men because we had a draft. Now, this is a population of professional soldiers who have to be fit. The population now may not be as representative, but what are the reasons? We certainly know there's been a marked reduction in prevalence of smoking. Diet certainly is different. If you look at fat intake in the diet, it's much lower now.
Clagg says while the latest study is good news, all of us must remain vigilant about diet and exercise to keep atherosclerosis at bay. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.